Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to the very first special effect podcast. I've done my first That's great.
Hey.
Good start. I'm Becky. This is... Who are you?
I'm Mark. Hello, everybody.
Cool. And Mark, what do you do here at the charity?
Well, I do quite, sort of bits and pieces and stuff, generally communication support. So I'm sort of rushing around helping the fundraising communication team to sort of get the message out, get the message across. And I'm working with the therapists to try and tell people exactly what they're doing and sort of to inspire people to get involved.
Awesome. And I'm Becky. I also work in the events team. You'll find me at lots of different events like Insomnia and EGX, and EGX Res is coming up, which I'm really excited about. So yeah, if you see the special effects stand, do come and say hi. We'll be there with a group of amazing volunteers, and we've got some in the chat. So if you don't know, this is the first episode of our brand new podcast. We're going to be Someone count those. We're going to be streaming that live on Twitch and then turning it into a podcast through the magic of technology. Everyone's here to take part and ask questions. What we're going to be doing for the first few episodes of our podcast is a special Game Blast oriented one. And what is Game Blast, Mark? Can you
give me
the lowdown?
Game Blast. Game Blast is, of course, the best reason to game ever. It's basically a weekend where we just say to people, look, if you like video gaming, just, you know, sign up to support us this weekend and just play what you like playing. Do what you like doing. You can be online, you can be streaming, you can be offline, you can be playing board games, you can run a bake sale, you can cake sale, you do anything which is game related, but just have fun. Be happy and you know, raise lots of money so that other people with disabilities can sort of enjoy the same sort of fun that you're having with games.
Awesome. Yeah, have fun and be happy. I actually saw Dragon Sniper in the chat there saying that he can't commit to the full 24 hours, mm-hmm. But he's going to maybe organise a bake sale at work.
Cool.
Which is awesome. And yeah, we're kind of here to tell you today that you don't have to do 24 hours. Like, Game Blast can be really what you make it. So we're going to go through a few of those issues and those questions with someone who actually did Game Blast for the first time ever last year in 2018, which was last year. That's really weird to say.
How does
time work? So yeah, that's all coming up on today's stream. And I'm going to start you off with a lovely video to just show you what your help with Game Blast is going to be helping Special Effect to do.
My name is Lee. My son Corey is 6 years old. He's hemiplegic down the left hand side as a result of a prenatal stroke. And he used to watch his brother playing games. We would give him a controller that wasn't connected just so he felt involved. And I did ask a few people when I was out about if they knew of any controllers that I could buy for him so that he could play himself. No one seemed to know anything about them. And then just by chance, one day, went into game and I asked one of the assistants in there, and he said that they just had a fundraising day for Special Effect. From there, I contacted Special Effect and we arranged to come down. They assessed Corey's needs and did a setup for him there, a few trial and error things, and then they gave us a setup to bring home and to trial, which we did. And he hasn't looked back really. He's really enjoyed it. He likes playing FIFA, but he has to win.
Oh, what a shot!
And he likes the racing games as well. So it's really giving him a bit of independence to play the games himself, and it's just something else that he can do because his physical disability restricts him in so many other ways. It's nice that he can actually have the enjoyment of playing the games. Seeing him so happy, it just makes you feel good.
So, we have Patrick Frost
with us.
Hey, Pat. Lot of love for Pat in the chat there.
I know.
And, yeah, so We're going to give you a little interview. Hope you're not too scared.
No more so than usual. Really.
Okay.
It's fine.
Great. So first of all, can you introduce yourself to the people who won't know you?
Yeah.
And tell us a bit about yourself, how you heard about Special Effect in the first place.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So I'm Patrick Frost, a.k.a. Dr. Jamba. I've worked in the games industry and a long time gamer myself, kind of like, you know, like most of us, is major hobby and takes up a big part of your life, and you're part of that community and you love it. And as through a kind of Nintendo community I was part of, and through a great site called gamesindustry.biz, if you people are kind of like more want to know about the business side of the games industry, I found out about Special Effect and the amazing work they do. And Becky and I were actually running a Nintendo community ourselves, and wanted to do a fundraiser for a charity, and something to get our community really stuck into. And we've both separately found out about Special Effect. And the more we got to know them, the more amazing we found the charity was, and that led us to volunteering at some of their events, so things like Eurogamer Expo and Insomnia Festivals, and 1 year I finally kind of plucked up the guts to join everyone on the Game Blast kind of odyssey, which honestly, when you first think about doing it, it seems a little intimidating, but the more and more you start talking to people who've done it before, the more reasonable it seems. And actually, everyone's really, really happy to give you advice out there. And I was lucky, I had some guys here to work with, and they had already been doing YouTube for a while, so we had some of the kit available. And we kind of took our collective skills and pulled them together and decided to do Game Blast.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we actually had a question from Tracy on Twitter, who I believe is in the chat right now. And she asked, what was the hardest part about a new stream? So there is that sort of initial fear is the wrong word, but like build up, I guess,
before
you start. How did you get over that, and what gave you that push?
So some of the first things were, like, there were the things that I was really confident about doing and I knew loads about, which was things like Just Giving pages, so you're kind of the actual donation side of it, because you're going to want a way of giving people a really solid way, and really kind of there's no kind of questions or grey area about Just Giving. It's a great platform, it's really easy to use. So that bit I was really, really fine with, and we'll go into that in a bit.
Other fundraising platforms are
available. Yes. However, that's my preferred one. So I'll go into that in a bit more detail a bit later. But the bits that were difficult and the things that I didn't anticipate were important were things like, as a new streamer and somebody who was just doing right from the get-go, I was going, where is my audience? Who is my audience? Who can I talk to? And how can I get people, how can I like garner that interest and get people towards the stream? And then there was the, we're also doing this for 24 hours. How can we make interesting and entertaining content for people, and inspire that kind of fun about the games industry and the community, mostly, to get people involved? And how do we promote the message about what Special Effect do and how they help people? Those were the important things and the kind of things that we wanted to tick off. But I think if you focus on those, like getting an audience in, getting your content there, getting your donation delivery platform right, and promoting it properly, then I think that is pretty sorted. That's pretty good. In terms of some general advice I give, really, like, if you don't spend time on Twitch now and you're interested in using Twitch, go and watch other people, and especially go and watch other charity streams, because there's no point in you reinventing the wheel. Like, you can take lots of inspiration from other people, and the kind of the way they talk to the camera, the kind of things that they do for messaging, how they moderate their chat, just some ideas, and also you'll get a feel for kind of like that interacting with chat. Yeah, just a general kind of vibe for the community, because it's really, really important. You're gonna feed your stream by throwing, you know, by keeping it lively, keeping it fun, and feeding your community. That's all what it's about.
Perfect. Yeah. So.
Perfect.
I did. Oh God, he's gonna replay this, isn't he? Yeah. So you did a bit of research. You watched some streamers that have done it before, and that you sort of enjoy watching to see how they interact with the chat, and so set up your fundraising page. Get to gameblast.org.uk and look at how to sign up there.
Yeah. Really important thing. Bloody hell, make sure you register with Special Effects.
Oh, yes, that would help.
So the guys are very supportive of people who are doing the streams, and you'll be listed and get more exposure if you talk to Special Effects, and they know that you're there. You know, they can't have you, they don't know if you're around if they don't know about you. So, yeah, get yourself registered properly.
That's true, yeah. It's very helpful to know that you're streaming. So people can go to gameblast.org.uk to sign up. And there's loads of resources and whatnot to use on there.
Yeah,
Mark's actually been working on some really cool stuff today.
Yeah, growing list of stuff on the Gameblast website under the resources tab. We'll be adding more over the next few weeks. So, Pat, I just want to sort of add one more thing to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Watching other, you know, the other streams, so one of the things that I found really important is to thank people who are donating on streaming.
Oh, God, absolutely.
But do you know there are some people who do that okay, and there are some people who do that really well.
Yeah.
And when you watch a stream where somebody is really genuinely, sincerely thanking people when the donations come through, you're just drawn in to that stream. It's a pleasure to watch. So
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, The thing I was saying about audience and building that audience as well is that Game Blast and Special Effect is about sharing that kind of like love and that vibe, that community we have about games to other people. We're kind of feeding it back. And honestly, Game Blast for me ended up being just a way of us all going, oh, isn't this community great? On the games we play, great. Look at all the fun we have together. Special Effect helps people get into gaming and enjoy that fun with everyone else as well. And once everyone's on board with that kind of that feeling, that vibe, and just everyone enjoying themselves, then the whole thing just kind of clicks and comes together. It's really good.
We had another question in from Neon Gamer on Twitter. And they say, I just wish I knew what to do on stream. I have a feeling no one will be watching, so it's going to be a tough 12 hours. To jump in before you start answering that, we will be covering the whole, like, how to promote your stream and how to make sure that there are people watching. And importantly as well, what to do if there are sort of lull times and what there isn't, you know, when there aren't people watching. So yeah, tune in next week to find out more about that. But so what did you do during your stream? Like, any advice on what to do
on
the stream?
First of all, don't do what I said. So we had a team of four of us setting up quite a really mixed list of things that we wanted to do during the stream. So we had lots of different camera setups, lots of different microphone setups, and that actually made things really, really difficult. Now, I'm not saying don't mix up your content, because you should absolutely mix up your content. Do different things. Do not do the same thing for 12 hours. Please don't. Not unless it's like really pulling the audience in.
And unless that's like your specialty.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Zeldathon, who even Zeldathon do like different Zelda games during that time, and they sort of take breaks away from the screen and stuff.
I mean, but if you're doing things like kind of like remix speedruns and stuff like that, for a lot of people that's going to be like, oh, this is a remix of a game I haven't seen this before, and it's intriguing to see what comes next. Like, just think about if your audience is going to start switching off. So that's a big thing. But really, my most important suggestion for this, for Neon Gamer, is you know what you enjoy doing, and you know what kind of brings you happiness about gaming and the gaming community. So stick with what you know. Don't try and go play like we were playing Fortnite for the first time on the stream, and that did not go particularly well. And it just wasn't very interesting or entertaining because we're not any good. But if you've got something that you know and you like, you're going to feed that back through your stream so much better. And you're going to attract people to your community. You'll probably already have a community about the things that you do and you like, that you'll be able to pull in better. And and so that's important. And in terms of what you're actually going to do, plan it. Like, you've got a lot of time before Game Blast to be able to figure out what you're going to do. So get as prepared as you can and not give yourself anything to do. Reduce the list of things you have to do actually on the stream or during the stream. So, really important, your streaming setup. So, if you're going to use something like OBS or just, you know, one of the, you know, if you're doing something through Mixer or, you know, one of the many, many platforms out there now, there's going to be things you're going to want to look at doing, like visual effects, or like overlays and things like that, or a counter for your donation level, or maybe like a chatbot or something like that. These are all things that go really, really well as long as they're prepared and tested first. And that might mean with your streaming setup, you maybe record for 5 minutes and just do a test play and see what it looks like. And if you can get that done first and then maybe show it to somebody and say, hey, feedback, anything, it's going to make you know that your overlays and everything are working and you'll just forget about it. You won't have to worry about it. The chatbot will promote your Just Giving page, or it will say, here's a link to the Game Pass website or the link to the special effect website, and it just, or just says, hey guys, this is what's going on in this stream. That gives you so much more brain space while you're on stream. And don't feel bad about talking about what you're doing. You know, a lot of people like to be quite quiet in the stream. So like speedrunners obviously will be focusing on what they're doing. But there are some people who really like to chat to their community. I say, I'm just talking and I'm not having a chance to read anything. Should I be stopping?
No, that's fine. I'm just reading some of the really good advice that's going on in the chat right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is great. So Welsh Troll says, I found it helpful to type up my social media messages when I was swapping games beforehand and then just cut and paste them to save time.
Yeah.
This brings you back to what you said about there being this massive community out there of people who are really willing and helpful and excited to help.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to this after the fact, head to our Twitter page or search the hashtag GameBlast19, and there are so many people that you can find on there, and everyone's really nice generally. And just ask for advice, basically.
So Neo ERS is saying in the chat's really good as well. You can try and hit every audience and you can try and go searching for all these people who are going to watch. If you're doing it for the first time, there's a really important thing I'd say. You already have an audience. You just don't know it yet. And I'm not talking about these people who haven't discovered you or anything like that. You have friends, you have family, and you have people, you might have people you work with, people you're at school with. Go and like really rustle those people up, like get them watching, because they will be your start numbers. And then that will attract people on board as well, and the more they're talking about it, the more you'll talk to them about it, the more it will bring other people in. That's really, really important. Like, you're not going to be in a place where you don't have an audience. You'll have a game community you're part of already, or something like that. There will be somebody who's like, yeah, sure. And if not, go talk to a game community. Find your favourite game. Go join. Just go get on board with some other people. Or go and watch some other streamers who are streaming your favourite games. Like, you know, get yourself in contact with other people, and then you'll start building a small audience that way. You already have an audience for definite.
Cool.
Big, you were talking about what's going to be in your stream and like how you're going to run it a little bit. You've seen that Mark and Becky played a video telling you about special effects and Game Blast and the kind of things that Game Blast's about. Use those videos. You'll be able to get in contact on the Game Blast website, or tweeting tweeting Game Blast, and that...
So we're actually going to have a list of ad break videos going live on the Game Blast website under the resources tab very, very soon. So you'll be able to actually download these videos to play in line as we did.
That's,
here.
Totally
the, that's what he was saying.
Actually, the and they're so powerful, these those ad break videos. And we, you know, I really, really say use those, especially the montages of the kids, because just the expressions on their faces are just wonderful. Yeah. I mean, it gives us a boost here. When we see them, as we were saying before. But and you'll see on the list, which I should be putting up within the next couple of, you know, after this podcast is finished, you'll see on the list that there are other videos there which are fairly old. But actually, that's fine, because what we're trying to get across is the impact of what we're trying to do here. The impact of somebody who can only simply watch somebody else have all the fun, finally be able to join in. And you can see that every single one of those videos. You can see that through their faces. You can see that through their families, the joy of that happening. There is no greater way of inspiring an audience to not only, you know, stick with your channel, but also to donate than by showing those videos.
Yeah.
They're superb.
And I say a lot as well, I can tell people about special effect until the cows come home. Yeah. Like, I can talk about my job and the people I work with and the volunteer team for hours and hours, but it won't say half as much as that 2-minute video of Corey playing FIFA for the first time and going, "Oh, get in!" Or what did he say? Just his laugh at the end is enough. Like, I could just if I could just carry a snippet of that around and just be like, "This is what I do. This is who I work for, and this is what Game Blast is helping to." Make happen. That'd be perfect. We need one of those little keyring things with a sound bite.
So that's going to be on the resources tab of the website very, very soon.
Cool. Yeah. Some more questions from Twitter. We had Sazzles and Newbie Gamer Girl came through with a bunch of them. So these are kind of to Mark and to Pat. You can both jump in as and when. So is there a minimum time commitment?
In terms of your stream, absolutely not. Like, I'd say you want to be part of Game Blast, you be part of Game Blast. Like, do what works for you. I'd say, having done 24 hours, I'd say that 24 hours is great fun if you've got a team of you, because you can relay that, and that's absolutely fine. But don't, like... I think Game Blast was, am I right, I think Game Blast was originally pitched to be a 24-hour thing.
24, there you go. This is one of the t-shirts from the original event.
That's the OG t-shirt, isn't it? That's the original.
Yeah, and that's how we pitched
this
it.
This is great podcast material, by the way. Mark is wearing a t-shirt from our first ever Game Blast for those listening to the audio of this.
Points up t-shirt, which
for
says
the,
24
for the benefit
on
of the
it.
Tape. Yeah,
that's for the benefit of the tape. Yeah. And we initially set out with that idea, okay, let's ask everybody to do 24-hour gaming marathons. And of course, you learn that there are so many people out there who actually don't want to do 24 hours because they want to do a different type of challenge. Maybe 8 hours is a great challenge for them, as I was saying earlier. And so that's why the whole idea of the event has actually expanded into just gaming challenges. And I think that, you know, that's really what it's all about.
Big Potato Games. Hey, Big Potato Games. Say we're going to ease ourselves in with an evening stream this year. That is absolutely fine. A lot of people have said, like, can I just do my normal stream slot and do it as a Game Blast? Absolutely. You want to do 2 hours, you want to do 2 weeks, don't do 2 weeks. But it's whatever works for you. And
Was that personally for the commander? Don't do 2 weeks.
the guys who did Project 168 last year and the year before, that was a massive relay of Elite Dangerous players. If you're relaying, I think just take into account like what is
And ventilation
reasonable.
In the room, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah.
Fresh air.
Genuinely, don't stay, like, if you've got a team and you can relay, or when you're on your video breaks, get out of your chair. Like, genuinely get a screen break, because you'll get really eye starey. Genuinely get the circulation going in your body, because your back will go like, and you'll end up streaming like this. You'll just look super shattered.
Again, for the benefit of the podcast, streaming hunched over would...
So we've gone way off the original.
Yeah, we have. Should we reel it back in?
Yeah.
Because we will do another podcast episode where we cover like ideas of stuff to do to get yourself away from the screen and you know, give yourself a break. They also ask, can we stream with multiple people? I think we've covered that pretty nicely. Yep. Yes, if you want to. No, if you don't.
So in terms of the fundraising side for multiple people, some of the donation platforms, they have a really good system where you can set up a team and then you can, so you set up a team that's linked to the Game Blast cause, so it comes up in the Game Blast total, which is great. And then you each can have a fundraising page which feeds into the team. So that can be really, really helpful if you're worried about people having kind of visibility, not necessarily control, but definitely visibility over what everyone's doing and the responses they're getting.
Yeah, you can have targets as well for each individual. Oh. Like who raises the most gets to choose the game, or who raises the least gets their legs
damn
waxed.
Damn it, Janice.
are there any games that we're not allowed to play?
So,
I personally,
I'd say that
Overcooked is great.
I'd say that is really going to depend on your audience, and just think about streaming global. So, if you're streaming at 2 o'clock in the morning in the UK, it's going to be daytime somewhere else. So, if you're likely to have people coming in who are a very younger audience, then maybe some games won't be inappropriate. Would be inappropriate for them. But you can set up your a lot of stream platforms allow you to set up. Say this is a mature stream. There is going to be swearing. There is going to be, you know, video game violence or whatever. Hopefully not real violence. Please no. I'd say probably no in context.
I'd say absolutely. One of the best streams, one of the best Game Blast streams I've ever seen, and I can't remember who it was. They played all the awful old football games on the awful old consoles. And what made it work was just the laughter that was going on, the sheer lunacy of them just trying them out, and the disbelief in their voices that with the commentary that was going over the top. It was prime time entertainment, absolutely. And the games were useless, but actually what was going on behind the game was what made it work. So
yeah, I think we had one of our kind of like once everyone started waking back up after the midnight sessions, we played some early in the morning Gang Beasts. And Gang Beasts is not a game to see who's going to win. It's just about seeing who's going to like
pass out from laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like who can't breathe anymore because they're laughing. But yeah, no, there's loads of options.
Cool. So Dragon Sniper says, here's a question. If you're not using an online system for contributions, how else can we pass fundraising onto Special Effect? I think that's one for Mark.
Well, a whole range of different ways that you can donate, depending on your preference, really. If you check out our donate page on the Special Effect website, there's a whole range of different ways you can do it, from sort of just through our bank, using the bank details, through PayPal, through all kinds of ways of doing it. It's really your preference.
Cool.
Yeah.
Another one as well for Mark from Dan MC. Are you still looking to pull together a streamer pack to help streamers who are first timers set up a stream to support Special Effect?
Yeah. Do you know what? It's brilliant. Every year we get these more and more ideas of how we can help more and more resources we can do. So, you know, if you've got anything like that, you know, just bring it on, send it to us. You know, we'd love to see what you come up with, because and if we can use it, we certainly will.
Yeah, any suggestions, do send them to us on Twitter at GameBlast.
Yep.
And we'll look through them all. But we do have a lot of resources on the page right now. So if you go to gameblast.org.uk/resources, you can see a lot of overlays that are pre-made, ready to go. There are some files. I think we've put the Photoshop files on there as well, so you can edit them.
Yep.
We're not precious about it. You can loads of stuff there to get people started for the first time. One more question. Can anyone take part, or do you have to meet certain requirements?
Anyone can take part. because we've had a whole range of ages and abilities take part. With my dad hat on, I would say, you know, that if you're under a certain age, get parental permission and make sure they know you're doing it.
Yeah, you know, but because the example you shared of the dad who was actually like helping his sons to do Game Blast, that's a great one. So, yeah.
The advantage of that, especially for young sort of children, is that if they get their parents involved, actually it will turn into a good thing because their parents have got friends who will donate. So you'll end up raising more money anyway. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And I think as well, part of that question may be, you know, do you have to be a Twitch affiliate or do you need a certain amount of followers or subscribers or friends? Even and the answer to that is
I started from scratch.
Exactly. Yeah. Not at all. So in that respect, absolutely anyone. You know, we're not just going after massive influencers or anything like that or big companies or whatever. It's everyone. Everyone's really welcome. And yeah, it's much better when everyone takes part. So yeah, no, in a roundabout way. No, you there's no minimum requirements. Resources for streams we've already covered are on the website there. And one last one I think is a really good one. Who do I message if I need any help with my event or advice? So yeah, you can message at Game Blast on Twitter and at Special Effect. We're on Twitter most of the time, so that's probably the best way to reach us. But as I say, there's a huge community of gamers out there, and
I was going to say, if you're watching the stream, all I can see is a huge group of people just going, "Oh yeah, I want to make a stream for setting up for how to do a basic setup and how to do all these things." And everyone is so lovely and really helpful.
Yeah, the Twitch chat's actually become kind of a help center there. That's really cool. So yeah, us or your fellow Game Blasters, we're all one big happy gaming family who will help each other out. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, just one final thing that a lot of people have asked me: where's our money going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I donate 10 quid, 10 to 20 quid, 50 quid, what difference is that actually going to make?
Yeah.
What we're doing is putting together a little sheet which will explain that. But I have here. A few examples. If you donate, for example, $20 or so, let me put that here. I tell you what, I can stick this to my wristband.
Ooh,
there you go.
Mark had a skiing accident for anyone who has his wrist in a little cast right now. But
no, it's too much Smash Brothers, isn't it?
He's just showing us a light touch switch, I believe.
It's a little tiny little switch which takes very, very little force to operate, which is superb for example, people with muscular dystrophy who only have a bit of light movement or a bit of weak movement. $20 will get you something like that. We helped a girl last year who uses 14 of these switches to play. Oh, actually, I've got it here. She uses 14 of these switches with her fingers and her feet to play Assassin's Creed.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
If you, for example, donate something like 100 quid, this will allow us to buy something like this. Now, this is it's a mount. It's a very heavy-duty mount. If you're a photographer, you might have seen these before. They're repositionable in all kinds of angles. And what that allows us to do is stick these switches on the end.
Velcro makes our entire world go round as well. So even £1 will help buy a pack of Velcro, which we use for literally everything.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. It will, yeah. And that will allow me, if I only had a tiny bit of movement, say on my elbow or my head, you know, I could fix that to my wheelchair and I could do that. Mm. Other things, for example, one more thing I'll show you, just one more today. This is a quad stick. It's a sort of a big, heavy-duty joystick, which is great, perhaps, if somebody's got, say, cerebral palsy, they can't do sort of small movements. This is brilliant. You know, we're looking at about $140, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and people will have seen these kind of setups at our events when we go to and have stands at events. So a lot of our videos as well feature a lot of those different items. So again, if you're downloading our videos, you can have a look at them and see what kind of setups are in there and just get a general idea for what kind of what people's individual donation impact is going to be. And there'll be a nice document with all of that on in the at the website very soon.
Absolutely.
So yeah, fantastic. Well, Pat, thank you very much for coming in. I don't know what the equivalent of a captive audience is for an interview guest, but you definitely got roped into this one on a contractual level. but yeah, thank you very much for your time and for coming in. And we're actually going to end the stream now on a video of a chap called Alex, who has done Game Blast before, I believe. Is he? Yep.
Yeah.
And he's just going to tell you how to sign up. And then we're going to have a quick montage to show you again what your Game Blast could help us achieve as a charity. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you again next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Join gamers from around the world on the weekend of 22nd to the 24th of February 2019 for Special Effects Game Blast 19. Sign up today and raise money while playing your favorite games to level the playing field for people with disabilities. It's the best excuse to game ever.